Make someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. KMFM.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Bailey J?
Yeah.
Hi, Bailey. And we've never met before. My name's Rob Wills. I'm calling from KMFM.
Yeah.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Bailey, do you know Daniel Rowing?
Yeah, why?
So, Daniel's sent an email to my show about you.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I read it?
No.
Daniel's told me an incredible story about you. How do you know Daniel?
He works with my dad and we've been mates for since I was little.
And how old are you now?
14.
So this is what the email said. In the early hours of a Thursday morning, Roy, your dad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Collapsed in your home after having an epileptic seizure.
Yes.
What was going through your head when that was going on, Bailey?
Oh, I don't know. I was just... Oh, it was just scary and, like... I don't know, I just...
So, he fell down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Daniel said, quick to react, 14-year-old Bailey, who had recently taken part in a first aid training at his school in Rochester, realised that his father had stopped breathing and, whilst awaiting the emergency services, proceeded to carry out CPR.
Mm.
That must have been just the most... just scariest moment ever.
Yeah.
Daniel said Bailey was so calm and managed to get his father breathing again, and his actions in such difficult circumstances at such a young age has totally amazed us all. Where's your dad at the moment, Bailey?
He's downstairs.
So he was in Medway Hospital for a bit, right?
Yeah.
Daniel says he's recovering, which is great news. Myself, his best mate, and his family and friends would like to show Bailey how much his actions have inspired us all. I mean, at 14, Bailey, I'm a grown adult man and I'm not sure I would be calm in that situation. I'd like to think I would be. But then knowing what to do when it's your own dad must have just been a kind of
scariest thing.
Your dad owes you his life. So, Bailey, here's the thing. The reason I'm ringing you is because Daniel has heard on my show something called Make Someone's Christmas that we do with Kent Reliance.
Oh, really?
And what we do is we ask for people to nominate someone in their life, somebody that they know, who, for whatever reason, deserves an extra special treat this year. And that's kind of where we come in. Because Daniel finishes the note with, Bailey is a big Arsenal fan, and we'd like to give him a day to remember if possible.
No.
How much of a big Arsenal fan, Bailey?
I mean, all the shirts, and I sit there watch them every weekend.
Have you been to the Emirates before?
No.
Okay. Bailey, that's about to change.
What?
We're going to send you for the proper Emirates Arsenal tour.
What?
We're going to sort you out the brand new football strip, and we're going to send you to go and see a game as well.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Buddy, it's so good that you listened in that class, man. So good. Because, you know, I'd imagine at your age, you'd have sat through that. A lot of people would have sat through it and gone, well, I'm never going to need to know this. So, you know, I'll never be in that position. But the fact that you retain that information is just, you know, well, it's life-changing. Absolutely life-changing. Your dad, hopefully, at some point, will be well enough to go with you. We're going to sort it out in the new year. And as a thank you for being just the most amazing, I'm going to say it, hero. We hope you have a brilliant time there.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. So to other young people that might be listening to the radio who might go to those lessons at school where you're taught CPR or where you're taught how to put somebody into a recovery position, what would you say to them now?
Just stay calm. Put them on them sides always. Make sure they're not choking and just do what you have to do.
Buddy, well done for being so amazing.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Bailey.
Merry Christmas.